Okay, so my name's Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust on the 30th of July, 2009, at 8:15 in the morning. If I could ask you to tell us your name, age, and where you come from, please.
Hi, my name's Paul Board. I'm 51. I come from North Wales. Came down yesterday. I'm a family man, wife Angie, son Thomas, daughter Sophie, who are very embarrassed that I'm doing this, but hopefully they'll be okay with it.
And can you tell us how it was you first found out about the One Mother Project?
I think it's through a Sunday supplement, but as you'll see from the photograph on my profile on the website, we've actually been to see Anthony Normley's work both on Crosby Beach. I'm fortunate enough to work in Norway occasionally, seen his standing figures in Stavanger, so I'm great, and I've seen the Angel of the North, so great to be involved with something like this. I think it's a very a brave and generous gesture of Anthony Gormley to cede control to a bunch of Mr. and Mrs. Averages like me. So yeah.
What inspired you to get involved in the first place? What was your motivation?
What was my motivation? My motivation was not artistic so much. I've only got an art O level. No artistic credentials at all, really, but I just wanted to be part of this little piece of history, if you like. I know my sister, Summer Hughes, who actually gave up her lectureship in a college to commit her life to painting, really wanted to get on, so it was a bit gobsmacked that she didn't get on. But my original idea was to just recreate my local, the Red Lion, on the plinth, the Red Lion in Old Colwyn, a lovely pub, because of Lansdowne's Lions, and I thought pubs are disappearing at a rate of knots. But then I was involved with a corporate challenge, and a charity called Care International. They found out I was on the plinth, and one thing led to another. At the finish of this corporate challenge on Newborough Sands, a lovely beach in Anglesey, I met up with them. And they said, Paul, we really need to chat about something you can do for us. So the original idea has changed, as you will see shortly. And I shall be actually representing Care International and actually representing something far more serious than a pub. It's about rape in conflict zones. Prior to my talking to Care International, like most people, I didn't know UN Resolution 1820 from barn door. But basically, Resolution 1820 was agreed by the UN Security Council last month, and Saturday, August 1st, the UK takes presidency of the UN Security Council, and it's up to them to make sure that resolution is implemented. For instance, the stats are horrifying. In one region Democratic Republic of Congo, the DRC, 40 women are raped every day. So on that plinth, I will be ripping up 40 paper women just to represent one tiny piece of Africa. This isn't about Africa, it's about the world. It's about conflict zones. It's about rape not being recognised in conflict and post-conflict areas, and the UN not being given the wherewithal to actually monitor it and give, you know, give support where it's needed. I mean, these people that do go unrecognised, they're untried, they're unconvicted, and this needs to change, basically. Very complex subject. I was wary about taking it on because it is such a complex subject. I didn't want to trivialise it. Hopefully I won't. The actions will speak for it, really. And I encourage people to actually go to the website and actually sign a petition. So, it's a very complex subject, almost too complex for something like this. But I'll put my hand up and doing it anyway. So there we are.
Thank you. So what impact would you like then your hour to have?
Well, I'd like people to be made aware of the horrific statistics of rape and sexual violence. Not just rape; it's awful things go on. In war zones, obviously, people say war is bad. I mean, of course it's bad, but it's when a country or a region is recovering from war, a lot of these things carry on. So all I want people to do is visit the Care International website and actually sign the petition online, so that can be presented to 10 Downing Street very shortly.
Who would you say you're doing this for?
Well, certainly not for me. It's I haven't got secondhand experience of the effects of rape. I'm very fortunate to have an average family and count myself very lucky. But I'm doing it for all the victims of rape, be they the actual victims or the families affected. So,
thank you. How would you describe yourself as a person?
As a person, middle-aged, average, but the last few years, carpe diem has been my motto, seize the day, because maybe it's old father time catching up with me, and I've been doing a lot of wacky things lately, so particularly for charity. Last year, I took an oil barrel up Snowdon for the local children's hospice, which raised quite a few £1,000s, so I'm just grabbing life by the throat at the moment, and this is all part of it. Yeah.
And can you let us know a little bit about your background? You said something, you travel to Norway, is that with your work? And what do you do during the
what
day?
What do I do? I work in the oil business. So that takes me all around the world. Saturday I shall be flying off to the Arctic for a week, up to Svalbard. Geological field trip on 1953 Swedish icebreaker, which I'm really looking forward to. But you wouldn't believe how difficult it is to buy thermal underwear in the middle of summer in Britain. But that's too much detail for you. But my job is a great job, and I'm very fortunate to be able to see parts of the world that other people wouldn't see. Some parts you wouldn't want to go to, but other parts are well off the tourist trail. But it's great job.
How did you get into it?
How did I get into it? Well, I graduated as a chemist at Leeds University back in the 80s, and originally trained as an analytical chemist, forensics, drugs, abuse, drunk driving, whatever. And one thing led to another. I got into management, business development of contract laboratories, and then somehow landed in the oil business. So it's funny how your career takes you.
And you mentioned your family early on as well. Could you tell us a little bit about
the family?
You get up to with
your
Angie's
family? The same, an old git like me, age 51. She's a swimming fanatic. She's a swimming teacher. Pride and Joy, particularly, is the swimming club she set up a few years ago for kids with disabilities. She does a huge amount for charity, and she also works one to one with kids with disabilities as well. Sophie's 19, just finished her first year at Leeds to be a teacher. And my son Thomas is 20. He only left home 2 weeks ago, and trying to make it on his own as a working on building sites and that sort of thing. So we've empty nest syndrome now. So very lucky to have a great family, have a job, this day and age, and
How does it feel to have that the house as your own again up for the first time in 20 years?
Well, I keep saying we should sell it. It's a big, it's a lovely summer house overlooking the murky, mucky Irish Sea in North Wales. You know, when I get up in the morning, I see, the sweep of the sea. It's huge windows, none of them double glazed. It's freezing in the winter, and we can't afford to do it up properly. So I keep saying we ought to get a one-bedroom flat with a balcony. Yeah. But it's a nice house, yeah.
And what things would you say are important to you at the moment in your life?
Most important thing to me is seeing my children do well, like Stats. That's the most, you want to see them go on their way, yeah, and be happy and settled, yeah.
And how are you feeling? How are you feeling 3/4 of an hour before you go up onto the plinth?
Yeah.
And how do you feel being a part of the project itself?
I feel quite privileged. As I said, I think it's a brave and generous gesture of Anthony Gormley. I'd love to meet him, really love to meet him. I didn't sleep very well last night. I woke up at 4 and I just went for a walk, and I didn't think I'd be nervous, slightly nervous, but it'll all be over in about an hour. So, great little piece of history to put in the family scrapbook,
Great, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Tim.